You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. I love this time of the week. What do we say? We say TGIF, don't we? Of course we do. Thank God it's Friday. It is Friday, the 16th of September. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. We're just a fraction, well, a minute after the hour of 6 o'clock. Let's take a little look, shall we, as we do at this time of the morning, some of those things that are relevant to the date today, the 16th of September. We've got International Day today for the preservation of the ozone layer. That's an important one. Malaysian Armed Forces Day today, obviously celebrated or recognised in Malaysia. And Malaysia Day today is celebrated in Malaysia and in Singapore. Martyrs Day in Libya. National Heroes Day, this is in St. Kitts and Nevis. National, the US of always got it right, haven't they? Today is National Guacamole Day today. And last but not least, POW-MIA, Prisoner of War and Missing in Action Recognition today. This is celebrated on the third Friday in September, and that's in the United States.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
I was rummaging through my music collection yesterday, thinking of what I was going to be playing for today. Came across that one. This is from Kate B, and it's called Free. And I remember bopping around to that one. So I guess it must have been around about the sort of mid-late 70s into the early 80s. But I couldn't find much information on it when I was taking a look. I'll have to look a little bit harder, really, won't I? When I was looking around for some information, a bit more information on the song. The time on The Breakfast Show is, we're just making our way 7 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. If you've just joined us, a very good morning. Get those lazy heads out of bed. Yes, come on. Off the pillow. Because what are we going to do now? We're going to dance, aren't we, with David Bowie. We go with Dancing Away There with David Bowie. Comes from March of 1983, that one, and it was the title track of his 1983 album, and written and produced by David Bowie together with Nile Rodgers on that one. We are 11 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Friday morning. It is the 16th of September. I'm going to be entertaining you now, going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. We do have guests in the last hour today as well. Well, don't they? We played for a long time. That's Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. You know, I know you, I live you is what that is called. And I tell you what, it is time. We're not going to waste any time. Don't want you to be late. It's time to get you in the shower for this morning. We're making our way to 16 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show, 89.3. Call FM. What have we got? Michael Jackson. It's the way you make me feel. there's another good bopping song for this morning. Enjoyed that. Anyway, time to get you out the shower. There we go. And on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. Yes, it is Friday. TGI, boys and girls. And that one, of course, that was off the great album called Bad that was released back in 1987. It was the third single off of his seventh studio album, written and composed by Jackson and produced by Quincy Jones on that track together with Michael Jackson. Got positive reviews from contemporary critics, The Way You Make Me Feel, became Bad's third consecutive single to peak at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. What do you think of that?
Let me tell you a story.
Billy Joel and Christy Lee. And I tell you what, Elton John's been on a pub crawl, but he is still standing. You are keeping an eye on the time. We're 25 minutes after 6 o'clock.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask. Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. Thinking of the pieces of my life without you on my
it were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing, better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Enjoy that one. Yes. After a good night's pub crawl, I'm still standing. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just coming towards 28 minutes after the 6 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. We're going to take a quick little break and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it. You'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Jaime, porfa, desconéctate de Wi-Fi para poder bajar este archivo.
Ángela, pero si estoy contestando correos.
Sorry, pero tú sabes que aquí si todos nos conectamos al mismo tiempo, bajar archivos pesados es un lío. Dame chance.
Ok, pues...
Parece que tu empresa necesita una mejora en su red Wi-Fi. Aprovecha el DataSurf Black Week para empresas del 12 al 30 de septiembre y agenda tu inspección completamente gratis. Te visitamos y asesoramos para llevar el funcionamiento de tus redes inalámbricas al siguiente nivel. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataSurfPanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataSurf, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just a few seconds away from 6 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the local news and what we're going to be looking at in more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Starting off with the preliminary hearing, which is held in the Third Criminal Court of the First Judicial Circuit of Panama. This is for the Odebrecht case, continued on Thursday on its fourth day with the reading of the content of the tax hearing. At the recess of the hearing, the Superior Prosecutor, Ruth Morcillo, indicated that the reading was advanced up to page 520. The prosecutor considered that the day had been productive, since it has been possible to know about the cost overruns, where up to 3 to 5 times more than what it actually cost, and in the end, the work was not carried out. At the beginning of the day, Morcillo said that it must culminate with the reading of the fiscal hearing, where it is established how the punishable act is verified. According to Morcillo, for this day, the reading on the links of the accused began. And after this moment, this is what it said. This comes from the justice, the Court of Justice, Maria Eugenia Lopez. She said, at this moment, a hearing is being held that all the citizens said or bet that it would not take place. And it is being carried out. This is how the presiding magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice, Maria Eugenia Lopez, expressed herself when referring to the preliminary hearing of the Odebrecht case, catalogued as the most emblematic corruption process of recent times. They're complex cases, very voluminous. We did not have the structures to carry them out, said Lopez in an interview on TVN Channel 2. Now, Panama was not prepared to deal with such high-profile cases, she acknowledged. The magistrate pointed out that the institution has made efforts to support the judges by providing them with the personnel that they require. Files of a million pages. How humanly does a judge review a file of that volume? As she commented, and high-profile cases are very complex cases, she remarked. The state has just scored a point in the battle declared by the merchant Abdul Wahed Fares against the National Bank of Panama, the BNP, from which it claims a compensation of $1,268.7 million for alleged damages related to the transfer of what was once his, Soho Mall. On September the 7th, the Third Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice granted an appeal filed by the attorney for the administration, Rigoberto Gonzalez, and the lawyer Nelson Rojas on behalf of the Ministry of the Presidency against the decision of that same chamber to admit Wahed Fares' claim for compensation. The case is 4 years old. On August the 23rd of 2018, the Third Chamber admitted Wahed's lawsuit, in which he argues that he was pressured by the BNP, the National Bank of Panama, when signing the trust to which he voluntarily transferred Soho Mall in July of 2016, after being included in a sanction list of the U.S. Department of the Treasury on activities linked to money laundering and drug trafficking. Wahed, his son, and and several of his partnerships are still on the so-called Clinton list. In both the trust, Felix and Soho Mall, Banco Nacional de Panama acted as trustee at the request of Wahed himself and his creditor banks. Felix and Soho Mall were removed from the Clinton list as they were transferred to the trust. It took 22 months for Copa Holdings, holder of the shares of the airlines, Copa Airlines and Wingo, to report data higher than that obtained prior to the respiratory pandemic of the coronavirus. In its monthly report for August, the company announced that the RPM, this is an indicator used in the aviation industry to measure an airline's real demand or revenue per passenger, it increased 2%. Pedro Heilbron, executive president of Copa, points out that they continue to see an environment of recovery in demand in the region and healthy booking trends, which allows us to anticipate an increase in revenues for the third quarter. And through Executive Decree No. 122 of the 14th of September, the government of Panama eliminated some health provisions established around the management of COVID-19 in the country. As of the promulgation of this decree, physical distancing is eliminated, as well as the capacity in places of great attendance. In addition, the QR code and swabs will no longer be requested from travelers entering the isthmus. And air operations, back to air. This is a good one. Air operations to and from Panama beginning to become more dynamic, and airlines announce new flights and more frequencies. The airline Air Transat of Canada received the definitive operating certificate, which now allows it to make regular flights four times a week from Montreal to the Scarlett Martinez International Airport in Rio Hato. Turkish Airlines announced that from October the 30th it will operate three direct round-trip flights between Panama and Istanbul. Now this is for a total of 10 connection frequencies. Currently the flights are made in a shared way between Istanbul, Panama and Bogota. So there will be now three flights a week direct to Istanbul from Panama. Air France, for its part, will increase flights to Panama to a daily frequency from December, announced Antoine Cross, Air France KLM sales manager. Air Europa will be another of the European airlines that will add new frequencies on the route between Madrid and Panama. From December, it will have 5 flights a week. Wingo, which recently returned to operate from the Panama Pacific Airport, also maintained operations at the Tocumen Airport, announced that from October the 6th it will operate a new route between Barranquilla and Panama. And lastly, Copa Airlines, from September the 26th of this year, will add 3 weekly frequencies to the Felipe Ángeles International Airport, which is the new alternative air terminal in the Mexican capital, to offer the flights to Mexico, and these flights will operate on Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So there's a good news. I tell you what is good. The new terminal will get some use, won't it? Which is really, really good news. All right, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 23 minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Because time, it waits for nobody.
That is Freddie Mercury and Time. This is Everything But the Girl. They're missing. It's called Missing. Time on the Breakfast Show, 19 minutes before 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. There we go, Everything But the Girl, Missing, and we are just, well, we're about 15 and a half minutes right now. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock, and I tell you, we've got guests in the last hour of this morning's programme, and I'm happy to say we're going to be talking with Edwin Wong and Dr. Debbie Wong. This is from Wonder Years. This is a residential clubhouse and rehabilitation center for the elderly. And I was sort of looking into this yesterday. Amazing facility. Looks really, really nice. Yasmin's probably got me a place already. So, yeah, this is a residential clubhouse and rehabilitation center for the elderly. So we'll be talking with Edwin and Debbie, Dr. Debbie Wong, later on this morning. That's in the last hour of this morning's program. So do hang around after that. And it's located in San Francisco. It's very close to Multi Plaza, actually, which for me is okay. As long as I can get to the mall, I'll survive. Got a lot of time for that, guys. He works under the name of Black. His name was Berkum. That was his real name. And that was everything Come Top Roses. And sadly, no longer with her. He was involved in a car accident and sadly didn't make it. Time on the Breakfast Show, 9 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Remember Dr. Hook? Probably not. But I certainly do. This is Dr. Hook and Better Love next time.
Station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbly on her on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Thank you.
And a nice, lovely song that from Boz Scaggs, William Royce Boz Scaggs, singer and songwriter and guitarist and early bandmate of Steve Miller's, by the way, in the Ardells and the Steve Miller Band. He began his solo career back in 1969, though he lacked a major hit. That was until 1976 with his album Silk Degrees, which peaked at number two on the Billboard 200 and produced the hit singles, of course, Lido Shuffle and Lowdown, and produced two more platinum certified albums in Down to Then Left and Middleman, the latter of which produced two top 40 singles as well, which was Breakdown Dead Ahead and JoJo. Boz Scaggs, what a great performer. Time on the Breakfast Show? Well, I think it's about time to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
I'll tell you what, a few things worth mentioning. Our friends there at Encuentro 24. Encuentro 24 is coming with lots of flow. They are taking you to Bad Bunny's VIP concert. It says that publish your car with the hashtag BadBunnyE24 and find out more at Encuentro24.com. Valid through till the 15th of October. So there you are. Oh, VIP concert with to Bad Bunny. I got a bad parrot, I don't know anything else. And by the way, did you know the Encuentro 24 with their Entrega Domicilio? They've got up to 25% off of their Black Friday specials. And don't miss out on this opportunity either with Encuentro 24. This is valid up until the 21st of September. So you've got, not got too long with that one, so get stuck in. And also, as you're making your way into to work this morning, the time is 7 o'clock, so you're probably just starting off or well on your way already. Don't forget our friends at the Paitia Mall, the Gourmet Store, the Delicatessen Store, and Speciality Foods Place. That's the place to go. So it's in Paitia Mall next to the Panama Clinic, which is in the Pacific Center. They're waiting for you from Monday through to Saturday. All right, got great things to go in there. Go and pick up perhaps empanada, baked breads, best cuts of meat, all those kind of things. Go and pick that up and take it to the office with you. And last but not least for right now, if your car you think might need a little bit of a checkup, you know how to do that, don't you? If your car is a 2010 or newer, and you say that you heard this mention on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, you will get a free full inspection. Now, that's a $50 value. You'll get a free full inspection of your car. All you've got to do is contact them today at their WhatsApp number. This is Valley Motors over there in the City of Knowledge. Give them a WhatsApp on 6431-0419. All right, Valley Motors over there in the City of Knowledge. Get in touch and get your car checked out.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Right, let's take a look, shall we, see what's happening in the outside world, the international news. Let's see what headlines we got. Ukrainian authorities found a mass grave containing 440 bodies in a northeastern city recaptured from Russian forces, calling it proof of war crimes carried out by the invaders in territory that they had occupied for months. Russia is leaving death behind it everywhere and must be held responsible, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a video address overnight. The mass grave, discovered in the former Russian frontline stronghold of Izium, would be the biggest in Europe since the aftermath of the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. Ukrainian forces retook Izium after thousands of Russian troops fled the area, abandoning weapons and ammunition. Chinese leader Xi Jinping stayed away from a dinner attended by 11 heads of state at a regional security summit in line with his delegation's COVID-19 policy, a source in the Uzbek government told Reuters on Friday. Xi, who is making his first foreign trip since the beginning of the pandemic, is attending a meeting this week of the China and Russia-led Shanghai Cooperation Organization in the Uzbek city of Samarkand. Russia's lower house, the parliament, will consider summoning Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu to face questioning in a closed session, senior lawmaker Sergei Mironov was cited as saying by a Kommersant newspaper on Thursday. It is virtually unknown for the State Duma to summon the defense minister to account for himself. However, Russia's armed forces have been openly criticized by military commentators this week after losing control of large parts of Ukraine's Kharkiv region to a lightning advance by Ukrainian forces. China will impose sanctions on the CEOs of Boeing, Defense and Raytheon over their involvement in Washington's latest arms sales to Taiwan, a foreign ministry spokesperson said on Friday. The sanctions on Boeing Defense Space and Security CEO Ted Colbert and Raytheon Technologies Corp boss Gregory Hayes are in response to the U.S. State Department on September the 2nd approving the sale of military equipment to Taiwan. Airlines cancelled half of flights scheduled for Paris on Friday and many others that would have flown over France as a strike by air traffic controllers impose the latest round of disruption on European air travel. It is inexplicable that thousands of European citizens, visitors, will have their travel plans unfairly disrupted by yet another French ATC, air traffic control strike, Ryanair said in a statement. The travel plans of 80,000 passengers had been affected when it had cancelled 420 flights, mainly intended to fly over France, the airline added. A massive fire engulfed a high-rise office building in downtown Changsha, capital of China's southern province of Hunan, on Friday afternoon, state media reported. Dozens of stories of the more than 200-meter tall, that's around about 656 feet, China Telecom building burned with great intensity, sending thick smoke into the sky, state broadcaster CCTV said. The fire has been put out, but casualty numbers are not known yet, it reported. At least 8 people have been killed by torrential overnight rains and floods in the central Italian region of Marche. Authorities, according to the authorities on Friday, as rescuers continue to search for 4 people that are missing. Around about 400 millimetres of rain fell within 2 to 3 hours, inundating the streets of several towns around the region's capital, Ancona, and the Adriatic on the Adriatic coast. It was like an earthquake. Ludovic Caverni, the mayor of the town of Serra San Abbondio, told RAI State Radio. The Chinese delegation visiting London to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral on Monday will not be allowed to view her coffin. And this is at the lying of state vigil inside Parliament, according to the BBC on Friday. Some parliamentarians had raised concerns about inviting representatives from China after several British lawmakers were sanctioned by Beijing for criticizing alleged human rights abuses in Xinjiang. China denies any such abuses. And 2 police officers were stabbed in central London on Friday and are currently being treated in hospital, the Metropolitan Police Service said, adding that a man had been arrested on suspicion of grievous bodily harm and assaulting an emergency worker. The incident was not terror-related, and neither of the 2 officers were in a life-threatening condition, London Mayor Sadiq Khan told the BBC. And the queue to see Queen Elizabeth lying in state in London was temporarily closed on Friday after reaching capacity, the government said, as officials warned of waiting times of at least 14 hours. Elizabeth died in Scotland, aged 96, last week, prompting an outpouring of emotion that drew tens of thousands out to see her coffin on its journey to London, and that has now compelled many more to join long lines to pay their respects during a 4.5-day lying in state ceremony. Yep, the Queen will lie there in state in Westminster Hall until, I think it's 6:30 on Monday morning, and that's when the viewing of the coffin will be stopped and the events for the actual funeral start on Monday. And by the way, I won't be here Monday. I won't be doing a program on Monday simply because I will be watching the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. 10 past the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. This is Black Box and Strike It Up. Box and Strike It Up. We're going to take one more piece of music. We're going to take a look at the weather in a minute, see what's happening, whether it's worth you getting out of bed, how we're going to survive for the rest of the day. I can tell you, looking out the studio window, it is cloudy right now.
the sun that makes the day, but lights the way. When that star goes by, I hold it in my hands and cry, her love was mine. You know my sun will shine. And every night I'm there, I pray my heart to please. Eloise, Eloise. You're what you got to hear, my friend. Like to care, but she's not there. And when I find you, I'd be so kind and want to say, I know you're scared.
Eloise, song first released back in 1968, that was on the MGM label. It was sung by Barry Ryan and written by his twin brother Paul Ryan. And even those days it was running at over 5 minutes. And the original featured strong orchestration, melodramatic vocals and a brief slow interlude. Just like that one, because that is a cover by the Damned. And a good cover it is too, in actual fact. I don't have any problems with that track. It was on the back of the commercial success of the 1985 Phantasmagorica album. The Damned released their cover of the track as a single. That was in 1986. Reached number 3 for them on the UK singles chart. Apparently, Dave Vanian had been thinking about doing a cover of the song from at least 1980. And in 1985 wanted to do a non-album single. Rat Scabies did not want a third single release from Phantasmagorica, which MCA Records wanted to do. It was decided that Eloise could be recorded as long as It Is a Dream was released as the third single. So there we go. A little bit of history for that one. Now, let's take a look and see, shall we, what is happening weather-wise today. And we're going to start over there in Costa Rica, in the province of Colón. We're looking at a maximum temperature of 29 degrees Celsius with a minimum of 23, with 35 degrees Celsius being the thermal sensation, 84% relative humidity, isolated showers in the morning. You know what's coming in the afternoon, don't we? Rain and thunderstorms. And tonight, it's going to be partially cloudy. Taking a look at West Panama on this side of the isthmus, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 being the minimum. 38 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation with 83% relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning. Rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight it will be cloudy. Let's take a look, shall we, and see what is happening here in the metropolitan area. We're looking at 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 36 the thermal sensation and 82% relative humidity. We're looking at it being cloudy. I'll vouch for that. It's quite miserable. Natural fact, it's almost the sort of where the sea and the sky almost sort of mix into each other, and you can't see. Don't see the horizon very well. It's getting on for that anyway. Cloudy this morning, rain and thunderstorms this afternoon, and yes, partially cloudy tonight. Let's move on to the Gulf, and it's the weekend, so some of you might be thinking later on today of popping out into the Gulf with your gin palaces and your boats. 28 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature for today out there. That's around the Perilous Islands. 25 degrees Celsius, the minimum. 25 the minimum, 35 the thermal sensation, with 93% relative humidity. This morning, rain with thunderstorms. This afternoon, rain with thunderstorms. Tonight, rain with thunderstorms. Yeah, you might want to wait till tomorrow and see what happens. Okay, let's move on to the tides. Let's take a look at the tides for today, moving over to maritime issues. And we're going to start, as we do, with the Pacific. Low tide was at 1:25 this morning, and that was 0.64 of a metre. High tide will be in a few minutes' time, in about 20 minutes' time, I guess. 7:39 will be the high tide. That'll be 4.63 metres. Low tide will be at 1:52 in the afternoon, 0.67 of a metre. And the last high tide, that will be at 8:05 tonight, 4.24 metres. On the Caribbean, we got low tide. That was at 12:35 this morning. That was minus 0.03 of a metre. High tide was at 6:36. That's past, and that was 0.15 of a metre. Low tide again, 10:45 this morning, 0.09 of a metre. And the last high tide, that will be at 5:45 tonight, and that'll be 0.37 of a metre. So there we are. That's the tides. Looking at the actual maritime conditions, starting with the Caribbean, we're looking at good conditions for this morning. Light winds, just 5 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming in from a westerly direction, and the waves will be at 2 feet. In the afternoon, the good conditions prevail with light winds, 10 to 15 kilometres an hour. Northwest in the afternoon will be the direction, and waves at 2 feet. Taking a look at the Pacific, we've got good conditions, very, very light winds, just a very slight breeze at 1 to 5 kilometres per hour, coming from the west-southwest. Waves will be at 4 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing, winds picking up to 10 to 15 kilometres an hour, coming from the south, and the waves, they're going to remain at 4 feet. So there you go. That's it. There's your look at this morning's weather. If you are, well, the day's weather. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is what we need. Some canned heat. On the road again.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow. In the rain and snow. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow. In the rain and snow. I didn't have no fair road, not even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son. Don't you cry no more,
don't you cry no more.
Take a hint from your mama, please. Don't you cry no more,
don't you cry no more.
Cause it's soon one morning, down the road I'm gone. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road all by myself. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road all by myself. I can't carry you, baby, gonna carry somebody else.
Bring us down to the bottom of the hour. That's Mr. Lou Christie, and I'm going to make you mine. It is exactly 7:30.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika, Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey? I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
Mi amor, qué bien que llegaste. ¿Lista para ver la serie?
Claro que sí. Déjame prender la computadora.
Oye, pero eso como que se ve mal.
Ay, sí, hace varios días. No sé qué le pasa.
Y se escucha bien raro.
Ah, eso lo tiene hace rato. Tampoco sé por qué.
Si tu equipo está fallando pero no sabes qué le sucede, tráelo a DataServ y te damos un diagnóstico. Aprovecha el DataServ Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 25% de descuento en el costo del diagnóstico. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataServPanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServ, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Indeed. Great to be with you. The time on the breakfast show, 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the business news for this morning. European stocks dipped on Friday, and Europe's benchmark German 10-year bond yield hit its highest since mid-June as investors brace for a U.S. rate hike, while warnings from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund fanned fears of a slowdown. The World Bank chief economist said on Thursday that he was worried about a period of low growth and high inflation in the global economy. The International Monetary Fund said downside risks continue to dominate the global economic outlook, but it is too early to say if there will be a widespread global recession. Wall Street sold off on Thursday after U.S. Economic data gave the Federal Reserve little reason to ease its aggressive rate hike stance. The downbeat tone continued during Asia trading, with the data showing that China's property sector had contracted further since last month. As of 8:15 GMT, the MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 47 countries, was down 0.5% on the day and set for its fourth consecutive day of losses. Europe's stocks at 600 was down 1.2%, and London's FTSE 100 edged to 0.1%. This is lower, of course. The Germany's DAX was down 1.8%, and markets priced in a 75% chance of a 75 basis point rate hike and a 25% chance of 100 basis points when the Fed meets next Wednesday. In the United Kingdom, retail sales fell more than expected, in another sign that the economy is sliding into recession as the cost of living crisis squeezes households' disposable spending. Oil prices were broadly steady on Friday, but on track for a weekly decline on fears of sharp interest rate increases expected to curb global economic growth and fuel demand. Brent crude futures were up 25 cents or 0.3% to $91.09 a barrel by 9:21 GMT, but were down 1.9% for the week. US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures gained 11 cents or 0.1% to trade at $85.21, and that's down 1.8% this week. Both benchmarks are headed for third consecutive weekly losses, hurt partly by a strong US dollar, which makes oil more expensive for buyers using other currencies. The dollar index held near last week's high above 110. Air Canada on Thursday said that it would buy electric planes for the first time with the acquisition of 30 battery-powered regional aircraft from Heart Aerospace, as more airlines turn to new technologies to lower emissions and fuel costs. Global airlines are stepping up plans to tackle climate change as they face mounting pressure from regulators and environmental groups over the impact of billions of extra passengers expected to take to the skies in the coming decades. And Boeing will begin to remarket some 737 MAX jets which are earmarked for Chinese customers, as it cannot wait indefinitely while political tensions between the United States and China snarl deliveries, the company's top executives said on Thursday. And Adobe Inc. has agreed on Thursday to acquire cloud-based designer platform Figma for $20 billion, sparking investor concerns about the rich price tag that led to a drop of more than $30 billion. This is in the market value of the Photoshop maker. The cash and stock deal, the biggest buyout of a privately owned software startup, will give Adobe ownership of a company whose web-based collaborative platform for designs and brainstorming is widely popular among tech firms including Zoom, Video Communications, Airbnb, Inc., and Coinbase. And that's it. That's some of the things in the international business world for this Friday morning. Time on The Breakfast Show. I tell you what, it's time to get back to the music. I'd love to see the contract on this one. This is Jackson Browne. Lawyers in Love. We are 23 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. You are listening to us on 89.3. That's Call FM.
Yeah. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I'm Mr. Reed. Do you think I didn't notice? I could see that you had both feet not quite on the ground. Oh, Mr. Reed, do you think I didn't see you crying in the foyer after midnight by the telephone booth? Man, trapped in their own web. With no friends, men who make demands with a future in their hands are fragile. I know, I know. Oh, Mr. Reed, why did you start to look away? I was asking a very important question about your life. Oh, Mr. Reed, you know I'm trying to explain, and there's something about you I quite like. Men trapped in their own web. With no friends, men locked in their own head, men so easily led.
That is one half. That is one half of Eurythmics. That's Dave Stewart there. And that was just called Mr. Reed. Right, I tell you what, let's take a look, shall we, at some good news. All right, we're a little bit fed up, aren't we, with bad news all the time. So let's have a look. Here's a nice story. Stray Kitten inspires company to redesign its packaging for the better. A stray kitten in Ellington in Missouri inspired a company to completely reconfigure its packaging, making it safer for animals and the planet. Laura Baker, founder of the Itty Bitty Kitty City Rescue in Ellington, say that after a few drinks, said that in February of 2021, someone called to report a kitten with what appeared to be a plastic ring around its body. The plastic was digging into the skin of the growing animal, and it needed help. Baker found the kitten and immediately took him to the vet, where he underwent surgery to remove the ring. It was determined that the cat had become stuck in the packaging of the Munchkin brand's Any Angle Cup. Baker wanted to make Munchkin aware of what happened and sent a letter explaining the situation. Diana Barnes, Chief Brand Officer and Creative Director of Munchkin, said that it was soul-crushing to learn what happened to the kitten, and even though the company had just rebranded its products and packaging, they went back to the drawing board. The new packaging is made from 60 to 70% recyclable material that is fully compostable, keeping animals in mind. It also is easier to tear. Baker and her volunteers are in awe over everything that has transpired since the kitten, who was adopted by Baker and named Munchkin, entered their lives. What other name would there be for Munchkin? Baker said. What a nice story that is. So there you go, see. Little things make a difference. You know, just see a little thing like that happens. It's like what they say, you know, if a bird or a butterfly flutters its wings in one part of the world, its repercussions are felt worldwide. There you go. There's a sort of example, isn't it, really?
The message is perfectly simple. The meaning is clear.
We're 12 minutes away from 8.
Don't ever stray too far. And don't disappear. No, don't disappear. Ever had the feeling? Almost broken too. Said that you were leaving. Like you do. You do.
Thank you. ABC and Be Near Me. Breakfast show time, 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget, guests joining me in the last hour of this morning's program. We're going to be talking with Edwin, and we're also going to be talking with Dr. Debbie Wong. That's what's coming up later on today. They have this amazing residential property for elderly people. I think we're going to be talking about that. It's called Wonder Years. I think Yasmin did a swap. Come on the program, you can take Jerry away. I'm only joking. Well, am I? I'm not really sure, really. It's Procol Harum. This would be one of my desert island discs if I had to choose some music. This brings back some great memories. Procol Harum, of course, and A Whiter Shade of Pale. Lovely song from K.D. Lang, and that is The Mind of Love. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Don't forget, joining me in the next hour, we've got Edwin and Dr. Debbie Wong coming in to talk to us. A wonderful place that they've got. They're going to be talking to us about. It is, it's called Wonder Years. It's a residential clubhouse and rehabilitation centre for the elderly, and he'll be talking to us all about that. So that's probably going to be in around about 25 minutes time, something like that. So there we go. But as for right now, it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Avantika at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Well, I tell you what, if you're sitting behind your desk right now and just got into the office, settling down and got your cup of coffee, it's time to think about lunch, really, isn't it? It's only, what, 3 3/4 hours away? And you know what to do, don't you? Especially if you're in the Paitia area, just pop around to the Day Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and speciality food shop, which is in the Paitia Mall now. This is next to the Panama Clinic, which, of course, is in, it's in the Pacific Centre. There you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas and recognized wines. And I tell you what, for lunch, pop in, because they've got their special heat and enjoy. Yeah, you buy it, take it back to the office, heat it and enjoy it. That's the Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and speciality food shop here in Paitia Mall, right next to the Pacific Center. Now, the other thing to remember is tonight, you might want to go out, enjoy yourself, it's Friday, why not? If you want to go somewhere that's like being in a Hollywood movie with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time, Well, that's Frank's Place. They got live music as well every Saturday. You can book now with them on 394-6998 or 6320-1013. 6320-1013. They're located in downtown in Costa del Este. It's Frank's Place, all right? When you go to Costa del Este, if you take the turning off the Corredor Sur, keep immediately to your right as you come round the corner. There is a little slip road there, and then you'll be able to turn right. And you'll see, as you get, as you just come straight off the corridor, you'll see where the downtown strip mall is in Costa del Este, all right? So that's Frank's Place. Do pop along. Remember those numbers, 394-6998. 6320-1013, Frank's Place. And in order to get there, you might want to go by car. I mean, you can always use one of the other services, but if you do want to go by car, and you might want to make sure that it's okay, you can do that. If your car is 2010 or newer, all you've got to do is get in touch with our friends at Valley Motors on 6431-0419. Say, hey, I heard Jerry mention you on the breakfast show this morning. Well, guess what? You'll get a free full inspection of your car, and it's about a $50 value. All right, so get in touch with our friends at Valley Motors. If your car is 2010 or newer, the number again, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
See you.
I go, bring us musically into this part of the Breakfast Show. That was Fleetwood Mac there. And Sarah, you're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's Friday. It's freaky. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Whew, I'm feeling a lot better. Boy, my voice, I hope it sounds better than it felt yesterday. I'm sad that I'm not going to be going to see our dear Vincent van Gogh's, but I'm really happy that two tickets are going out to some lovely gentlemen, and I'm just tickled they're going to be going today at 10:30, so I'm going to wish them all luck. So just in case they don't know too much about Vincent van Gogh, here we go on some Freaky Friday fun facts about Vincent van Gogh. There were four other Vincent van Goghs. Vincent van Gogh was not the only one with his name in the family. The Van Gogh artist was named after his stillborn older brother, who was in turn named after their grandfather. His other brother, Theo van Gogh, also named his child Vincent. Number two, Van Gogh only started painting at a relatively late age of 27 and was mostly self-taught. His early paintings were not the colorful displays that most people are familiar with and what you're going to be seeing there, pal. When he started painting, he used a dull palette of colors and painted some of the harshest realities of life. Poverty and financial hardship was a common theme in many of his early works. It was only later in his artistic career that he started using the vivid colors, which he is well known for. Number three, he was close friends with Paul Gauguin. Van Gogh met Paul Gauguin in Paris in 1887. That's when you were there, Jerry, right? Anyways, the two painted together frequently, but were stylistically different. His friendship with Gauguin is thought to have ended after the ear-cutting incident you may have heard of, which, well, involved both of them. In a letter to Theo in 1888, Van Gogh said to Gauguin, "Gauguin gives me courage to imagine, and the things of imagination do indeed take on a more mysterious character." Number four, Van Gogh wrote over 800 letters during his lifetime to his brother and close friend. His brother Theo and his artist friends Paul Gauguin and Emile Bernard and many others. Many of these others are undated, but the historians have been able to place most of the letters in chronological order. The letters are the most comprehensive source of information available in the life of Van Gogh, and they provide a window into Van Gogh's world. There were over 600 letters exchanged just between Van Gogh and his brother Theo. Now, these letters told the story of their lifelong friendship and Van Gogh's artistic views and theories. Theo kept all of Van Gogh's letters, and Van Gogh kept a few that he had received from his brother. And when they both passed away, Theo's widow, Johanna Van Gogh, collated the letters, and they were published in 1914. Number five, he attempted many other careers before declaring himself an artist at age 27. Van Gogh was only a painter for the last decade of his relatively short life. Before painting, he tried his hand at other careers such as an art dealer, like his brother, Theo, school teacher, preacher even. He had little success in any of these areas and announced himself as an artist in a letter to his brother in 1880. Then he moved to Belgium and Holland and France in pursuit of his artistic vision. He was extremely busy during his time as an artist. Van Gogh had a relatively short life, like I said, only 10 years from his age 27 to when he died at 37. He created 2,100 artworks, including about 860 oil paintings, and of which many of his paintings were created in the last 2 years of his life. Now, if you take that 10 years and divide that by 2,100 artworks, he was creating new art every 36 hours. Imagine painting an art piece every 36 hours. Wow, it's amazing to think that despite his financial hardship and his mental illness that he suffered, that he was able to create such a body of work greater than most artists are ever able to complete in a lifetime, let alone his short 10 years. For example, number seven, his portrait of Dr. Gachet sold for $82.5 million in 1990. Van Gogh created one of the most expensive paintings in history. His portrait of Dr. Gachet, which he painted in 1890, which sold for $82.5 million, is not bad considering the financial hardship he suffered most of his life. He only sold one painting while he was alive. The rest, all post-mortem. Well, he was troubled, number nine, he was troubled by illness. Now, that was one of the questions that Jerry asked, was where did he paint Starry, Starry Night? He painted it in an asylum or a mental institution. Well, he had been troubled by mental illness most of his life, and he spent quite a bit of time in psychiatric hospitals. One of them is Saint Remy. Despite his privileged background, Van Gogh spent his adult life in poverty, surviving on cheap food, such as cake. No, that was Marie Antoinette. Mostly bread, coffee, alcohol, and cigarettes. His brother often donated to his cause because he was just obsessed and needed to have money for supplies. By the time he was 33, Van Gogh's health had gone from bad to worse. And he wrote to his brother and said that he'd only had 6 hot meals in about a year, and that his teeth felt loose and painful. Considering he worked himself into the ground and had a poor diet, and he loved to smoke and he loved to drink, it's no surprise that he was regularly sick. So as Van Gogh's mental health was often poor, he spent a lot of his time in and out of hospital. Over the years, the hallucinations and the delusions he experienced became more and more intense and frequent, and he started attracting the attention of neighbors. So, because they were scared of his behavior, the neighbors called him Le Fou Roi, the red-headed madman, and rallied together to collect signatures for a petition against him. The police eventually evicted Van Gogh from his home, and he never returned there again. So he went back to hospital. So what's the story about his ear? Well, there's a couple of theories. One is that because he had a fight with Paul Gauguin, the two of them went out into the field, and because Gauguin was such a master fencer, he sliced his ear off with his foil. Well, that's one story. But another theory is that Van Gogh took a razor to his left ear and partially severed it after getting into the fight with Paul Gauguin. Then he wrapped it, the partially severed ear, in a paper and delivered it to a woman at a brothel. Basically, delivered it to a hooker. And that he and both Gauguin used to frequent, literally and figuratively. So we still don't know. We don't know what really how happened to his ear. And because he and Gauguin swore on an oath of blood, they put their little fingers and said, okay, we're not going to talk about this. So following the ear incident, Van Gogh decided to check himself into the St. Paul de Marceau Hospital, known back then as the Asylum, where he was diagnosed with acute mania with generalized delirium. Good luck. Well, lucky for Van Gogh, while he was in the hospital, he was able to continue his work. And he spent the days looking through the barred windows at the scenery below. It was here where he completed his most famous work, Starry Night. And the Starry, Starry Night from the song you played yesterday, Jerry, was perfect. That was a great, great song. So another thing is that Van Gogh painted a lot of what we would call selfies. Now, that's a term that's more recent. It is a recent term, but some would argue that Van Gogh was the king of post-impressionistic selfies. Many of his masterpieces were self-portraits, having painted over 40 of them between 1886 and 1889. The reason he began to paint so many pictures of himself? Because he was too poor to pay for models. Yeah, well. On our last freaky fact is on July 27th, 1890, Van Gogh shot himself in the chest, and he died 2 days after. It is thought that the shooting took place in a wheat field where he had been painting. After the shooting, he managed to walk back to his residence, where he was treated by 2 doctors. However, he eventually passed away as a result of the infection. According to his brother, his last words, and I'm going to butcher this French, "La triste durera toujours," meaning "the sadness will last forever." Well, Mr. Vincent Van Gogh, I apologize that I am not well enough and out of quarantine to go see your exhibit. I've been reading about it for a long time, and my friends had in Paris and in New York, all over the world, have been seeing this wonderful exhibit, and I'm hoping that I'm well enough that there's still another little bit of time at the end of September. I might be able to sneak in and see it. Listen, you guys, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And the guys who won the tickets, I hope you really, really enjoy this show. And if you don't, lie to me, because I want to know you had a great time. All right, guys, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm out of quarantine on Monday, so back to you in the studio. La 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 la
Song, and that is take us out of our Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid. Big thanks to Ingrid for that. It is time on the Breakfast Show to introduce my guest this morning from Wonder Years, a great assisted living residential, you know, for helping the aged. We've got Dr. Debbie Wong with us, and Edwin Wong, and good morning and welcome to the Breakfast Show. There we go. Let's do that again. Welcome to the Breakfast Show.
Thank you very much.
There we go.
thank you.
It wasn't your fault. It was my fault. I didn't have the volume up enough. No, thank you. Thank you for coming. And I mean, thank you for, I mean, this is a wonderful project you've got there, because we were just chatting before we came live. And a little bit of the history there is, Debbie, tell us how this all got going.
Yeah, so good morning to everyone that's listening to us. Wonder Years is an independent and assisted living facility or residence located centrally located in San Francisco, close to Multi Plaza Mall. We've been in the business for more than 2 years, so we offer certain levels of care. There are certain people that live with us that don't require any assistance. Some people that do require assistance. We're also a clubhouse, so if you want to come and spend a day, do some activities, we also provide that type of care. And also we can do post-operative care and rehab. So if someone had some kind of surgery and needed like subacute care for a couple of days or weeks, you can provide that too.
I mean, this is a good backup. If somebody's in hospital, they have an operation, they need a little bit of assistance afterwards, perhaps they don't have it, then you can take care of that as well.
Definitely. Some people are not ready to go just from the hospital to home. So they need a little occupational therapy and physical therapy before they return to their environment.
And what is your background, Debbie?
So I'm Panamanian born. I'm actually a doctor. I'm a surgeon. I'm a laparoscopic surgeon, and I also have a specialty in bariatric surgery. I'm also an associate professor at the University of Panama, and I'm the medical director for Wonder Years, and a mother and a wife.
How did you manage to fit that in?
I don't know. I take it day by day.
And so what was it? Why did you decide, I mean, with your specialities, why did you decide on elderly care, I guess?
So in the U.S., I worked with some subacute care rehab centers, you know, as a physician. And when I came back to Panama, me and Edwin were trying to venture into something it was different.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S., in Europe, assisted livings are very common.
Absolutely,
so we didn't see
yeah.
anything mm-hmm. in the market that, you know, was up to par. So we decided to create something together. So me being a physician and also, you know, as a healthcare physician, you always want to contribute to the community.
Mm-hmm.
We came up with Wonder Years.
And how did you sort of plan it out? Because, I mean, the way you've done it to me looks very sort of, if you, as a technical term, user-friendly, because you've got the residential care. You've also got a clubhouse which people can go and make use of, right?
Yeah, I think just, you know, taking a look at the community. What does the community need? We're seeing that people are living longer, you know, and there's not a lot of centers or facilities mm-hmm. or things that can stimulate them. We know scientifically that keeping in touch and social interaction with mm-hmm. other people, you know, just keeping those connections, keeping yourself active, makes you your cognitive level, you know,
Absolutely.
Maintained
mm-hmm.
for longer.
Mm-hmm.
So we were trying to create something that could not only support a patient, but also something that could, you know, help the families to keep them, you know, after they retire or if they needed some help to
mm-hmm.
keep them as functional as possible.
So how do you offer that? So somebody can, I mean, if I wanted to come along and spend a day there, could I do that? Am I old enough?
yes.
Thank you.
yes, for the, really the minimum age is around 65 and older.
Okay.
For the daycare, you just have to just give us a call. You just have to make sure that you are, you're functional, that you can
mm-hmm.
walk, make
mm-hmm.
a conversation. These are usually for people that are fully functional
mm-hmm.
that want to spend a day and have activities. So usually it's Monday. Right now we have it Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually we're going to have it Monday to Fridays. It's from 9 to 3. It includes an hour of physical therapy, lunch, and
oh, wow.
activities.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
and
great.
The activity depends on each day.
I would imagine as well, it's pretty good for, say, your residential guests. I wouldn't call them sort of patients, but your residential guests, because they're seeing new faces, aren't they? It's an opportunity for them to mix with other people.
Correct, yeah. You know, it's a dual benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who are residents, they get to participate
mm-hmm.
in the clubhouse with no extra cost.
Sure.
And, yeah, that's one of the main benefits. They
mm-hmm.
get to meet new people, make new friends. We've noticed with aging, a lot of people are usually home by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they get
mm-hmm.
depressed. They don't, you know, very little social activities, physical activities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So with this, it gives them an opportunity to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what about, I mean, when you have residents staying with you, how does that work? I mean, how does their accommodation, for instance, and the care that they're getting, how does that work?
So we have in our residents, it's divided up in two areas.
Mm-hmm.
We have one home that's for people that need a little bit more assistance, and we have a separate home that's for more independent, fully functional individuals.
Mm-hmm.
All of our rooms include electrical beds,
mm-hmm.
air conditioner,
mm-hmm.
cable TV, a fan, and some have private rooms, private bathrooms or
mm-hmm.
shared bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
We have multiple common areas as well. We have a green area. We have a pool, so for swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And we have several different areas that are either outdoors or inside that have air conditioner.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of the swimming pool, because that's a good therapy as well, isn't it? It keeps people, exercise and keeping them active. And I guess you do like physical training with them, do you? Sort of exercising and...
Yeah, one of our main focus is the physical activity,
mm-hmm.
the physical
mm-hmm.
rehab.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to make sure that all of our residents do some exercise. What we want to prevent is people being bedbound.
Exactly.
Once
mm-hmm.
people are bedbound,
mm-hmm.
the care is completely different. There's a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a lot more care. So
mm-hmm.
we try to avoid that.
And if somebody that you have, say that's a resident, and I mean they're staying there and they're getting older, and then if they become bedridden or infirm, you can still take care?
Still? Yeah, once the patient comes and lives with us, they
that's
stay.
It. That's
until,
it.
Yeah, their final days. And important to everybody that's listening to me, you know, studies have been proven that you need to move at
sure.
least 20 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
It improves your circulation.
Mm-hmm.
It decreases your risk of having a heart attack or a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Decreases anxiety. Decreases depression. So that's one of the main bases in our residence. Try to you know, live in a protected environment and try to stimulate our patients to be, you know, in a well-being, you know, fully function, maintain their functionality and cognitive as long as we can, as long as we can.
I mean, what I love, because I was looking at where you're located, which is not far from Multi Plaza, and there's a good place to exercise. That's why I go and exercise.
For sure, for sure, for sure. I mean, some of the patients do go out, you know, we sometimes do mall trips or we do restaurant trips. So, and the family are, the families are very involved. So these are people that still, you know, maintain contact with their family. Some don't have family, but some of them, you know, still go out on trips. So that's all, I think, you know, part of what keeps them, like, alive. And also living in a community. As I said, you make friends.
Sure, absolutely.
There's camaraderie. Just waking up every day to see, you know, at least more than 10 people taking care of you. So that keeps them better in health and mentally also.
All right. Wonderful. Look, I'll tell you what we're talking about, Wonder Years. Great project. We're talking with Dr. Debbie Wong and Ed. We're going to take a quick piece of music, and we will be back with you in just a few minutes.
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased that life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, there's plenty things I planned. I always built, alas, on weekend shifting sand. I lived by night and shunned the naked light of day. And only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many drinking songs were waiting to be sung. So many were with pleasures in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me, me, and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were wrong, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seemed somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday, when I was young, young,
young. There we go, bringing back memories. Mr. Charles Aznavour, and he was the one who wrote that one as well. Yesterday, when I was young. I'd like to say I remember it, but I don't think I can remember that far back. My guests with me, we've got Edwin, we've got Dr. Debbie Wong with us this morning. We're talking about Wonder Years. And this is, you've been set up now, I think you said, for 2 years.
A little bit over 2 years. Almost three. We'll be three in October.
And what's your vision? What do you see happening from here as you develop?
Well, you know, we're trying to keep it different. We want to be, you know, like the punta de lanza, I don't know how you say that in English, but of care, of, you know, of independent and assisted living in Panama. Our vision is maybe to create other projects for other independent and assisting living residents, and also open a clubhouse where maybe we could diversify ourselves into that. You know, people who want to come in for rehab or have some medical condition that needs to get treated and don't necessarily want to live in a project, but, you know, just want to spend time on a daily basis for stimulation.
And tell me, with your guests, with your the people that are staying with you residential, I know you have a particular, but you are a doctor. I mean, you have specialities, but do you have like a group of doctors that if you have a specific case that you can call in to help out?
Yes, I think that's one of the benefits that Wonder Years has. Me being a physician, I'm very close to the medical community. Obviously, with aging come a lot of medical problems, but we try to keep the medical problems stable, and we do have a multidisciplinary care, you know, type of system. So if a patient needed like a nutrition or gastroenterology or orthodontist or, you know, any type of care, we could actually program these appointments, or sometimes we can call for a domiciliary visit. So, yes, I think that one of the key aspects of Wonder Years is keeping the people as clinically stable as you can, because with aging does come, you know, some kinds of disease. But if you maintain your clinical problems like hypertension, your blood sugar is well controlled, we provide the insulin, or we can adjust their diet. Those are really key things.
Excellent. And Tim, one thing, when you did go into this project, you came up with this idea, and to say it really does look, it looks inviting. I mean, especially for somebody, I'm sure Yasmin will be getting an application form for me soon. But
anytime, Jerry. Anytime.
Yeah, thank you very much. But when you go into a project like this, I don't think it can't be just that straightforward. Oh, we're going to open a. What do you have to comply with regards to requirements from Panama itself?
So in hopes of keeping the community, you know, as lively and social as we can, there are a couple of criteria we do look into. So we're looking for people who are lucid, who can socially interact, especially their medical conditions are mostly, you know, stable. So, but those are the three main things. Our first house does offer, you know, a little bit of everything, and we very scarcely provide memory care, but things that we look out for is people who, one, have a basic, you know, social or medical necessity. They need to be able to speak, interact, be somewhat functional, or at least be able to, you know, cooperate with certain things. And nothing, one of the key things is they have to come to meet us, and I do have a filter. If you are interested in the project, we just need to have a, you know, a formal conversation, and I usually go visit the patients at their home to understand their needs and to see if the environment and the services that Wonder Years provide go in line with what the patient or their family wants.
Okay. And with regards to requirements, say, for the Ministry of Health, or you have obviously, I assume, have to comply with certain regulations, right?
Yes, correct. It's the MIDES, the Ministerio de Desarrollo Social. That's the government entity that handles or supervises all senior care homes in Panama. There's actually a total around 78 senior care homes of different levels, and they actually have a very long list of requirements needed to open a senior care home, which I actually applaud them because they're actually very diligent making sure that we comply with all of them. That includes bomberos, which is like a fire department, making sure that the property is safe for seniors. There's the SINAPRO, which they make sure that, you know, the area or the house where the house is located is in a safe zone. There is health minister, there was the MINSA. There's also, they make sure that the owners of the project and all the personnel, we have to turn in medical records and police records. They want to make sure that, you know,
Yeah, important to know that, you know, safety is very important. So around the house, we have to have like those all those safety facilities.
Oh, I can imagine, you know,
the
specifically
handrails,
for
the ramp,
exactly,
if
yeah.
they needed mm-hmm. assistance. Mm-hmm. And plus, Wonder Years wouldn't be what it is without their staff. So we do
sure.
have, you know, we have nurses.
How many staff do you have, Debbie?
Close to 20, 21.
Really? Excellent. Yeah.
There's usually always, we have a group of nurses or caretakers, and then there's also the cooks, plus the cleaning crew, and the admin. So there's always anywhere between 8 to 12 people during any shift mm-hmm. that could help out and assist.
And how many residents do you have at the moment?
Around 30 right now.
Really? Well, that's excellent. That's excellent. So, I mean, and obviously, if you've got 30 people and you're just talking, I mean, it's, I guess, quite important about the chefs, the food, because I guess you have to deal with different dietary requirements, don't you?
Yes. At this age, their palate becomes quite exquisite, but we try to keep it balanced. I mm-hmm. think nowadays we've forgotten how to eat, so it's important to incorporate all the protein, vegetables, mm-hmm. and fruits. So mm-hmm. we try to do a very well-balanced diet, calorie control, because some certain, you know, most of them do high blood pressure or mm-hmm. hypertension issues or struggle with overweight. So we try to keep it very healthy. And also, we've seen that everything you eat, you know, does influence your microbiota. So, mm-hmm. And you know, there's some evidence that there, you know, high rises in glucose or sugar are associated with dementia. So mm-hmm. we also try mm-hmm. to.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You also try to keep it healthy for that.
Yeah, that's one of the things I did knock on the head a while ago, as much sugar as possible. And I find rum works very well. You know, it's you can either drink it or rub it on, and it has got magical purposes.
Good. I'm going to look into those clinical facts. just what we're doing here, just keeping a positive outlook.
Sure,
you know,
absolutely.
Taking it day by mm-hmm. day, being
absolutely.
Happy, mm-hmm. maintaining it.
Yeah.
You know, close contact with your friends, all that, you know, makes you age well. Your brain functions a lot better.
I mean, that's a good point. I know you're dealing with elders, and some of us are probably not as technically aware as others. But what facilities do you have with regards to that? You know, computers, Wi-Fi, all these things are available.
So, yeah, we have Wi-Fi all throughout the house. Mm-hmm. We have cable TV in all the common areas and in each room. Usually at that age, they're not really much keen into using computers. A lot of them have trouble using a cell phone. So we give them a class about how to use WhatsApp, how to turn on their cell phone, how to use it.
It's never too late to learn.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Sometimes they become fascinated. Some of them have iPads or cell phones. We download certain applications. Mm-hmm. Because it's important to keep in touch with their family. So.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. But what I like as well, you just mentioned the key thing there, Edwin, is that I assume you lay on, you know, talks from people, you know, to keep them busy, keep them occupied. Sunny. You know, my mother, God bless, she lived her last 14 years here in Panama. And she passed away. She was 92 when she passed away. If she'd stayed in England, she'd have been dead many, many, many years before, because here she had so much to do. She had her friends. She'd play Mahjong, whatever. And I always used to make a point with her of always giving us something to look forward to. You know, be doing something next week, or we're going to go on holiday, or we're going to do this. Because I found that there's always something, you know, because when you get a little bit older, I mean, you know, I'm going to say, well, there's not much, there's a lot more behind than there is in front. And I think to keep them sort of, you know, give them something to, oh, yeah, well, you know, we've got to talk next week, or we're going to be doing this, or like you mentioned, trip to the mall or to the restaurant. It gives them that sort of impetus, don't you think?
Yes, and that's where having the clubhouse and the residents all together, that gives them that purpose. Because they always look forward to the clubhouse, because they look forward to the ladies that are going to come in, to the new people that are going to come in and show up.
Mm.
And with the clubhouse, there's a physical therapist that comes and does, that gives therapy. We also do yoga, which on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that they look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And every day there's a different activity. So they always look forward to the different activities that we do. So sometimes it's karaoke, sometimes, bingo. We have Thursdays is bingo.
Oh, bingo night. Yes. Well, that's important. And so, yeah.
Bingo with prizes. Bingo with prizes.
And bingo with prizes. Yes. Free massage. Oh, wonderful. Now, people are listening right now said, yeah, you know, this sounds good. This is interesting. How can they get in touch with you? I mean, I know, Debbie, you made a good point there about it's not just a question of going along. You know, you encourage people to go and see the place, to come and see you. You talk to them and you know, evaluate the suitability. So, but how do people get the process started?
Yes, you can call us or write us through our WhatsApp. That's 60-85-86-82. Again,
that's an old number. You know that.
60-85-86-82. So you can either write through us through WhatsApp. You can follow us on our social media. So we have Instagram and Facebook. It's Wonder Years PTY. And we also have a TikTok. So TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Wonder Years PTY.
Okay, so to all of those elderly people that are listening and might be a bit confused by now, we're going to have links and all that information on our website today as well, which of course is thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And, you know, we'll head you in the right direction. I think it's a wonderful facility and congratulations. Just very quickly, I mean, we've got to do something. You started 2 or 3 years ago. How did the pandemic affect that?
It was hard because, you know, first there was a virus of unknown source and we were above 60, could be potentially life-threatening. But I think in a community like ours in Panama, which, you know, we have the family support, it was good. I mean, it was tough to keep them, you know, protected, but also just being, you know, biosecurity. We tried to, you know, minimize traveling and the workers did like an excellent job, you know. We had to restrict a little bit of the visits, so we wouldn't get infected. But, you know, I think, like, using your common sense, just, you know, washing your hands, keeping a distance, all that worked for us.
Yes, and to add to that point, because we are a government, the MIDES, we're ran by the MIDES, which is a government entity, we would be always first in line to get the COVID shots.
So they would come to us. Oh, wonderful.
We would be like the first in line.
So that's excellent.
We were able to get all 4 doses and they would come to us. So we were able to vaccinate all our residents. So that was one of the greatest benefits.
And do they help you out as well with things like, because we had the flu jabs as well?
Influenza.
They come and help out with that? And
they sure try to keep us on track.
Wow, that's excellent. Excellent.
They do a pretty good job. They contact us every week. We have to send them like weekly reports to see how everybody's doing, and if they help us with some of the suplementos.
Supplementary.
So just a quick idea, just before we go, and thank you for having us. You know, keep in mind, Wonder Years is an independent and assisted living facility. It's a residence. We also offer our clubhouse and it's a post-operative care and rehab center. So to the listeners that out there need some kind of help or assistance, and I can definitely recommend, please, don't be shy to, you know, reach out to me.
No, absolutely. And I like that, we mentioned before about, you know, if you've just had an operation perhaps and you need that little bit of extra care because you can't go home, we don't have anybody there, this is the place to go. Wonder Years.
And Edwin and I are English speakers. Our administrator, you know, speaks English. Our staff is very friendly, and also some of them manage the conversational everyday, you know, language to get by. So, you know, don't be afraid of your own speaking.
All right. Absolutely wonderful. Doctora Debbie and Edwin Wong, thank you so very much. Congratulations on the facility. You know, keep us informed. Let us know how it's going.
Thank you very much, and happy Friday.
Yeah, every day is happy. It always starts with happy Monday, and then never stop the week. Be happy. Smile. There we go. Thank you so very much. Don't forget, we'll have information on that on our website today, which is thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Time right now. If you missed the news at 8, we got it for you at 9.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Okay, time on the breakfast show. We're just making our way to 14 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Great being with you this morning. And a countdown to lunchtime. It's around about 2 hours and 45 minutes. So I was telling you before, you know where to go for your lunch, don't you? If you're in the, Paitea area, perhaps you're in Pacific Centre, just pop out and go to the De Gourmet store, the delicatessen and speciality food shop, and that's in Paitea Mall, which is next to the Panama Clinic and the Pacific Centre. There you'll find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognised wines and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. It's all there at your fingertips, you know, and we're talking, we've just mentioned there, our friends at Encuentra 24. Now, they are coming, Encuentra 24 is coming with lots of flow. Yes, they are indeed, they're flowing. They're taking you to Bad Bunny's VIP concert. Publish your car with the hashtag BadBunnyE24. Yes, BadBunnyE24, and find out more on Encuentra24.com. This is valid through to the 15th of October. And also, did you know that Encuentra 24's Entrega a Domicilio has up to 25% off in their Black Friday special? Now, don't miss out on this opportunity either with Encuentra 24, and this is valid up until the 21st of September, so you don't have long. All right, that's not that far away, is it? And just go along and enjoy yourselves, and don't forget our friends at Frank's Place. They've got live music on Saturday over there in Costa del Este. Get in touch with them on 394-6998 or 632-0103. All right, that's Frank's Place, downtown in Costa del Este. And music, I tell you what, we've still got to come on this morning's programme, don't we? Of course we do. We've got What, Where and When with Yasmin, and All Being Well, perhaps a couple of tracks from This Day in Music.
With your new love, don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me. I'm in love with you.
us the fan and hold me, thrill me, kiss me. Now, I'll tell you what, on Sunday at St. Luke's Cathedral, they will be having a service at 10:30 in the morning, and during that service, they will be offering a prayer for Queen Elizabeth II. So that's at St. Luke's Cathedral on Sunday, 10:30 at service, so there'll be a prayer offered up for Queen Elizabeth if anybody would like to attend. Time for a couple of requests. Let's start with Christopher. Good morning to you, Christopher. Christopher Bowman, he drops a line, says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. May we please hear Spanish Stroll by Mink DeVille? Of course you can. He also goes on to say, by the way, I remember listening to Dr. Hook in the 1970s. You must be like me then. You're probably eligible to go and stay at Wonder Years. Here we go, Mink DeVille and Spanish Stroll.
Hey, Mr. Jim, I can see the shape you're in. Finger on your eyebrow and left hand on your hip, thinking that you're such a lady killer. Think you're so slick. Well, all right. Brother Johnny, caught a plane and he got on it. Now he's a razor in the wind, and he's got a pistol in his pocket. They say the man is crazy on the coast. Lord, there ain't no doubt about it. Well, all right. What are we gonna do? And she said, take the candles and then you burn them out. Make a paper boat, light it. Con mi carro, Rosita. Usted sabe que te quiero, pero usted me quita todo. Ya me robaste mi televisión, mi radio. Ahora quiero llevar mi carro. No me haga así, Rosita. Ven aquí. Hey, usted que está al lado, Rosita. Oh.
There's another one of those tracks that brings back some memories. Mink DeVille and Spanish Stroll. And Cedric drops the line. He says, morning, Jerry. Got Winner Takes It All by ABBA.
I don't want to talk.
I'm not going to tell you then.
About things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say. No more race to play. The winner takes it all.
the loser standing small beside the victory.
Shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad seeing me so tense. No self-confidence, but you see, the winner takes.
That's it, winner takes it all, and that is for, that's for Cedric this morning. And earlier on, I played a track, didn't I? Yes, I did. I played a track by one of Eurythmics, and that was Dave Stewart. And tell you what, we got the other half now, Annie Lennox. After which, we'll check in with Yasmin for What, Where and When, and a couple of tracks from Born on This Day in Music. This is Annie Lennox, Stay By Me. There she goes, Annie Lennox, and Stay By Me. Time on the Breakfast Show, 26 and a half minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Time to, I guess, take a little wander down the corridor, shall we? That's my exercise for the day. Good. Happy Friday.
Hello, Happy Friday.
I thought I'd get that in first today. Killed your conversation.
What did doctor say before you?
Yes, she did, didn't she? She did say Happy Friday. Yes, that's the point. Yeah. How was yesterday? What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, Thursday, I was at home. Washed my car, finally.
Oh, you washed your car?
Yes.
Oh, how nice. You washed mine?
No.
Oh.
Yours is not that dirty.
Oh, it is. Mine gets dirty. Well, the thing is, my car's black, so it doesn't really sort of show the dirt. But it does, well, in some ways it does, but I wouldn't have a white car. Mm-hmm. Yours is more grey, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's not too bad. Always looks dirty.
No, not always. But it's better than white.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. And so you wash it. You don't take it to a wash shop?
No.
You wash it yourself?
Yeah, I do.
I'm impressed. That's exercise as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, it's hard work, actually, washing your car. Hadn't done mine for donkey's years, and I did it a while back, and I was absolutely worn out. I needed an old people's home.
No, I like it. I like cleaning, so that's
you
fine
do?
For me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you want to stay late? how's Ian doing, by the way? How's his saxophonist season coming?
Well, he's on vacation right now, so tomorrow.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Tomorrow he's going to be at the school for the saxophone lessons.
So. Ah, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. And you're still enjoying it?
Oh, yes, of course.
Good. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I think I lasted a couple of weeks with a piano.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not very long. I couldn't get the hands to do different things, you know. Oh, great. Well, all being well this afternoon, I'm going to go off and have a look around that hotel in Casco.
Oh, yes.
La Compañía. Mm-hmm. We went there, didn't we, for a drink?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, and I'm going to meet with the owner today, and we're going to find out more about his philosophy behind the hotel. It really is rather stunning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting.
And any planned over the weekend?
Oh, well, yes. Remember, this weekend is Black Weekend.
Oh, is it Black Weekend?
So malls are getting a lot of sales everywhere.
Yeah.
So maybe it's going to be crowded.
There's nothing in particular I'm looking for. But like you say, the mall will be crowded. Mm-hmm. Yeah, problems finding parking.
Oh, yes. That's true. But I want to go to one of the malls.
You do?
Yes, not for the Black Weekend.
No.
It's because they're going to have at Soho Mall Fiesta Nacional de Mexico.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's the Mexican festivity. So it's going to be at Soho Mall tomorrow from 12 midday till 8 p.m.
Wow.
And they're going to have gastronomy, of course, Mexican gastronomy. They're going to have Mexican products for sale. They're going to have a cultural program. And at 7 p.m., they're going to have El Grito de Independencia.
Oh, yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Yes.
It's going to be the third floor. Mm-hmm. The entrance is totally free.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be awesome. I love their costumes, you know.
Yeah.
The mariachis costume, their music, their food and everything. So I hope to be there.
Oh, good. Third floor. That's up there on the where the food court is around that area. Yes, a good area, that.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, good. That's a good idea. That's tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
Oh, perhaps I'll pop in.
Yeah, you should go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, at Museo de las Molas, they're going to be selling molas.
Okay.
That's going to be awesome, too. I love molas. I love the colors. So it's going to be from 12 midday to 4 p.m., Saturday and Sunday. At Museo de las Molas. This is at Casco Viejo. It's close to Plaza Herrera. And the entrance is going to be free. And you can just go there, enjoy the museum, because it's a beautiful museum, very interesting. And also, there are going to be all the Guna community selling their molas. That's going to be awesome, too, to go this weekend.
Okay. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So if they sell them all, they won't have anything in the museum, will they?
No. No, at the museum, the ones that are in the museum is like the historic ones, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay. Do you want me to talk about who was born?
Okay.
In this day, mm-hmm. in music?
Okay. Yes. Where do you want to start?
Okay, the first one is B.B. King.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1925. U.S. blues guitarist. He gained the nickname Bill Street Blues Boy, which was later shortened mm-hmm. to Blues Boy, and finally to B.B. King. He was a major influence on Eric Clapton, and Rolling Stone magazine placed him behind only Jimi Hendrix and Duane Allman in its list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time.
Oh yeah, he was absolutely brilliant, and he did do a number of them, because you mentioned there with Eric Clapton.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm just looking because I have an album here. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put it up because I thought this would be a good track mm-hmm. to play today. It's okay. Running. The album is called Running, if I remember rightly. With see how well I am prepared today, isn't it? I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. I tell you what, I'm going to look at it another way. I'm going to look at it with. You go. Oh, what have I? Oh, now I've screwed up my. Read it again. okay, don't go away. I don't know where that's come from.
Oh, you're clicking.
No, it's something. No, that's uh-huh. a nice piece of music. Should we play that instead? So hang on. A I C C. Oh, it's got. Oh, it's my. I tell you what, do the other one, yes. I'll come back to B.B. King.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The other one
yeah.
was Ron Blair. He was born in 1952. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. 1967, single American Girl. 1989, UK number 28, single I Won't Back Down. 1991, UK number 3 album, Into the Great White Open. He was born also today.
Yeah, and now I found the other one I was looking at because I used the other computer. Here's Tom Petty. Mm-hmm. I Won't Back Down.
Thank you.
go. We found that one, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's
it. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers there, and Don't Back Down, or I Won't Back Down.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I did find that track, so when we come to our next piece of music,
mm-hmm.
Okay. I found the piece of music I wanted.
That's good. Okay, let's continue. Tomorrow also, it's going to be a great festival at Parque Urraca, and it's going to be free. This is for Korean lovers. It's going to be a festival of Korea.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And let me see what they're going to have. Well, I guess they're going to have music.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it doesn't explain. But, yeah, I think it's going to be fun at Parque Urraca if it's not raining.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great to be there too tomorrow. Also, this weekend, it's Relevo por la Vida. From Falik.
Ah, Falik, yeah.
Yes, it's going to be at Cinta Costera 3, Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to 8 a.m. I mean, it's from Saturday to Sunday, the same hours. And you can subscribe online at falik.org,
mm-hmm.
or you can also subscribe there the day of the event. The donation is $5 per 3 kilometers. And you can also be part of this walk virtually,
mm-hmm.
and the cost is $10. So you can get more information at Fanlik on Instagram this weekend. That's going to be very nice too. You can run, you can walk, you can skate, and you can use your bicycle too, I guess. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you use Uber?
No.
Well, it's cheaper than $5.
No. So that's going to be nice.
Good. Oh, that sounds a good day. That's a wonderful organization. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do some great stuff.
Exactly. And the last one is going to be for next weekend, not this one. It's going to be Saturday 24 of September at Domo del Parque Omar at 10 a.m. It's going to be Adopta Fest again from Grada Radio. They're going to have pet adoptions. They're gonna put a vaccination too, and it's gonna be free. They're going to receive food for pets if you want to make the donation. And they are celebrating 5 years doing this Adopta Fest. So don't forget next weekend, 10 a.m. at Domo of Parque Omar.
Do you think anybody wants to adopt a parrot?
It's possible. Why not?
Oh, yeah. Lala.
Parrots are lovely.
They are. Actually, the restaurant I went to, I had lunch yesterday with some friends. We went to Al Andalus, I think, if I remember rightly.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a couple of parrots.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they had a couple of parrots. They got an outdoor area and had a couple of parrots in cages there. There was one there that looked like Lala.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little one with a sort of like a dark blue head.
Oh,
it was really cute. I got a couple of pictures. I'll show you in a minute.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, no good showing the listeners because they can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do. I love parrots. They're great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
Right now, I mentioned we're talking, weren't we, about B.B. King?
Yes.
And you mentioned how big an influence he was on Eric Clapton.
Exactly.
And they brought out an album together, which was called "Riding with the King."
Mm-hmm.
And here is B.B. King and Eric Clapton, and this one is called "Riding with the King."
stepped out of Mississippi when I was 10 years old. With a suit cut sharp as a razor and a heart made of gold. I had a guitar hanging just above waist high, and I'm gonna play this thing until the day I die.
Go Riding with the King, and that was B.B. King and Eric Clapton. And we're going to have a good weekend, yes?
Oh, thank you very much. I also want to say thank you to Irene Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
She just called me to ask the contact number of Avantika. So I guess she's going to have fun this weekend there at Avantika.
Oh, excellent.
Thanks for calling.
And I said, well, I'm going to go out with a little thing. Somebody just sent me, a good friend of mine, Fritz Smutty, sent me a little thing. It's about the police protection officer of the Queen,
mm-hmm.
telling a story of one of his experiences with her, because he was sort of with her a lot of the time. So I thought we'd go out with that. But also, please remember, on Sunday, service at 10:30
mm-hmm.
On Sunday at St. Luke's Cathedral, they will be offering a prayer for Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, I will not be with you on Monday,
mm-hmm.
because I will be watching the funeral of the Queen on Monday. But anyway, I thought I would leave you with this little story. And I'll be back with you on Monday. If I can get it. I'm not having much luck today, am I, yes? because I've got the wrong... Here we go. Yeah, I'll leave you with this story for today.
And then I was lucky enough to spend the last 14 years of my career as the Queen's personal protection officer, a position called the Queen's police officer, until I retired.
Her wit and charm. How did you find her?
Oh, I would give you 101 examples of her wit and her charm, and would you like some?
Yes, please. oh, yes, please.
Go for it.
Yeah, well.
It's 1 o'clock.
Okay. But one of my favourite stories is when we were at Balmoral, and the Queen used to go up there in May to Cregowan House and just stay there privately for a weekend. And she would go out at lunchtime for picnics, and very often it would just be the police officer and Her Majesty. And one of the picnics I went out with her, we had a lovely picnic and a lovely chat, and then we went for a little walk, just the two of us. And normally, on these picnic sites, you meet nobody. But there was two hikers coming towards us, and the Queen would always stop and say hello. And it was two Americans on a walking holiday. And it was clear from the moment that we first stopped, they hadn't recognised the Queen, which is fine. And the American gentleman was telling the Queen where he came from, where they were going to next, and where they'd been to in Britain. And I could see it coming, and sure enough, he said to Her Majesty, "And where do you live?" And she said, "Well, I live in London, but I've got a holiday home just the other side of the hills." And he said, "Well, how often have you been coming up here?" "Oh," she said, "I've been coming up here ever since I was a little girl, so over 80 years. And you could see the clogs thinking. He said, "Well, if you've been coming up here for 80 years, you must have met the Queen." And as quick as a flash, says, "Well, I haven't, but Dickie meets her regularly." So the guy said to me, "Well, you've met the Queen, what's she like?" And because I was with her a long time and I knew I could pull a leg, I said, "Oh, she can be very cantankerous at times, but she's got a lovely sense of humour." Anyway, the next thing I knew, this guy comes around, puts his arm around my shoulder, and before I could see what was happening, he gets his camera, gives it to the Queen, and says, "Can you take a picture of the two of us?" Anyway, we swapped places, and I took a picture of them with the Queen, and we never let on, and we waved goodbye. And then Her Majesty said to me, "I'd love to be a fly on the wall when he shows those photographs to the friends in America, and hopefully someone tells him who I am."
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, lovely. What a wonderful story that is. And that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Let me say a big thank you to, of course, our guests in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. That was Edwin and Doctora Debbie Wong, thank you so much for being with us. And also, big thanks to Yasmin for What, Where and When this morning. Also to Ingrid for our Friday Freaky Fun Facts for Friday. And, of course, to our co-producer, Neil Dabby, over there in the United Kingdom. Of course, he's over there in Windsor. And that is going to be a busy area for him on Monday, because that's where the Queen will eventually be buried, in the chapel in Windsor Castle, with her late husband, the Prince Philip. And so that's it. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to Boys and Girls, a group of Grada, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'll say I'll be back with you on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. So whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, please do it carefully, as I say, and I'll be with you Tuesday, 6 o'clock in the morning. All right? Take care. I want to be talking to you on Tuesday, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Dambi. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.